Okay, Daniel Perek Vav, the Babylonian kingdom, Malchus of Babel, is now over. We had Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Merodach, and Belshazzar. Belshazzar died, he was killed, assassinated, as was told was going to happen to him, and now the Persians take over. Daryavesh is the first king that's discussed here in Perek Vav. Daryavesh Meda'a, as Chazal say, he was only king for 1 year before he was killed in battle. But Daryavesh Meda'a Kabel Malchuse Kabar Shnin Shitin Vitartin. He was 62 years old. He was not a young man for the Malchus, but that's when he became king. Why do we have to know exactly that he was 62 years old? Rashi tells us, because if you do the math, he was born on the day that Nebuchadnezzar sent Yehoyachin into Galus. So Dafka, on the day that the Malchus of Babel was starting, there was the birth and the seed of the Malchus of Babel getting undone, is already put into place. And what happens? Shvar Kadam Daryavesh Vahakim Al-Malchuse, what did he do? He appointed many advisors and many governors under him. And as we'll see, this was by the advice of Daniel, because he was elderly. The Malbim says he wanted to make sure that he was taken care of and well protected. So he appointed Lachashdar Penaya, Ma'av, Ve'esrin, 120 officers, Levon, Bechom Malchusa, Ve'elam, Minhon, and on them, above those 120, Sarch and Flasa, there were three upper officers, Di Daniel Chad Minhon, and Daniel was one of them. So he was very high up. Di Levon Achashdar Penaya, Elaine Yavin Lochon Taima, they'll report, the 120 will report to these, Umakal Alevi Nazik, and then the king will be protected. This is how it was set up. But whenever you have this type of setup, there's jealousy, and there are those that want to have even more power. Adain Daniel Dana Havi Misnatzach Al Sarchaiva Achashdar Penaya. Daniel bested in terms of wisdom everyone else. Kokavel di ruach yatirabe, right? He had a ruach Hashem umalka ashes lakamusi akol machusa. The king wanted to appoint him to his second in command, right? We've had a number of times in Sefer Daniel a parallel between Daniel and Yosef, right? They were both advisors and high and held high positions in non-Jewish courts. Yosef obviously in Egypt, and here Daniel in Babel, and now in Madai, as we will see. So he wanted to appoint him over the Homalchus. They wanted to find the other officers, wanted to get Daniel in trouble, and they were trying to find an excuse. Slash kachal Daniel mitzan machusa, to try to say that he was being bad. They looked, they tried to find some dirt on Daniel, and they couldn't find anything. He was such a perfect human being. They couldn't find anything, right? He really lived what the Gemara in Yuma says. He really lived a life of Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, we like to quote this Gemara, a deeper idea of Yahavtas Hashem Alokecha, not love, just love Hashem, make Hashem love. Shehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadcha, that the Shem Hashem should be loved through your actions. Shehei Kari V'shone U'mishtamish Tamar Chacham, that you should learn and read, V'yemaso Mataru Banachas Mabrios, and you should act up properly and nicely with other people. Mabrios Omer Salav, what are people going to say about you? Ashrei Aviv Shalimdo Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalimdo Torah, Oy Lohem Labrios Shalolimdo Torah, Ploni Shalamdu Torah, Ro, Kama Noim Drachav, Kama Misukanim Maisav. How beautiful are his ways, right? The Rambam talks about this at length in Nuchas Yisodia Torah. After he talks about the extreme cases of Kiddush Hashem, he talks about the everyday life cases of Kiddush Hashem, and that's what Daniel must have lived, and therefore they couldn't find any dirt on him. Edain Guvraya, Ileich, Amrin, Pasik Vav. So what do they say? They gather together and says, Dilo Nahashkach LeDaniel, Dinah Kalila? We can't find anything that he did against us. Let's try to figure out something religious that he's doing wrong. And if we make a decree against certain things that he does in the religious realm, that's the way we could get him. So here's their plan. They went to the king. All of them went to the king, a whole group of them, a whole entourage. Long live the king. We have all gotten together to advise you the following. To be able to affix and strengthen your power, for the next 30 days, any request that anybody has to be to you, to no other king, to no other source, to no other god, just to you, that will you covet. Anything they need, they'll talk to you. And whoever doesn't, Yisra Melagovar Yavasa, will be thrown into the lion's den. Basically, you can't daven. They made a gzeira against davening. The Malbim writes here, why they make this? Because they basically were showing and trying to tell him that, well, if they ask you, so then they're basically saying that you could provide everything. Yavi kol ish bakashasu al ha-melech ba'atzmo, says the Malbim. They should bring every bakasha to the king. Bein ha-bakasha sheish lo adam e-adam, whether it's interpersonal requests, ha-melech mukhan l'malos bakashas koshoel, ki chavetz chesedu, you king, you're so touch of bal chesed, v'yado rechava u'psucha l'malos bakashas kolish, you can fill everybody's beseeching, v'gam kol tefila, v'chol techina, asher yispalu Hashem, yavi ol ha-melech, everything, ki yado ki yad elokim l'malos kol chefetz, and if you ask a different source, you're basically saying that, oh, I don't think Dayavish could handle it. I don't think he can answer me. How is it? Kemachish tov ha-melech hazdo. O kemachish yecholto. You're being machish his yecholes. Ki'ilu ha-melech eno chafetz. O shekatzer yado me'atov. Who mecharif es ha-melech v'yushlach l'gof ha-rayos. That's a disgrace of the king if you ask anyone else. Interesting, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Daled, if you remember, discusses the idea of the structure of Shemoneh Esrei, of the Amidah, Bakasha, Shevach Bakasha, and Hodah. And the Gemara there, the Rishonim discuss, so what do we do about Zachrinu L'chaim and Micha Mocha? It's not in the Gemara, but the Rishonim quoted from the Minhag of the Gaonim, that they add in, Zachrinu L'chaim, Micha Mocha, those are Bakashos. What are those Bakashos doing in the first three? So Tosfos says, those are Tzarchei Tzibur. Tzarchei Tzibur, you're allowed to ask. So the question is, how does that make it any better? So if you look in the Rush, he has in a line. Tzarchei Tzibur are better because when the Rabbim needs you, that's a Shevach to you. When the Rabbim asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the greatest Shevach, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know we're saying through our beseeching, we're reflecting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. So that's really what they were telling Daryavish here, have everybody only ask you, and in that way, you will show that you are the ultimate. You are the ultimate king. And again, tefillah is something that a Jew can't live without. This is the second element we had earlier. Daniel did not eat non-kosher food, if you remember that, during the 10 days. And that was Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And here, we'll see what's going to happen with his davening. Kan Malka Tkim Esara, let the king write down in a decree, V'sershem Ksava, Dila Lahashnoya Kedas Made Uparis, Dila Sedein. It can never be removed. Right, we're familiar with this from Megillas Esther, right? You can't remove a letter. You can send out a new letter, but you can't remove a gzera. So make a gzera, and they wanted to get him to sign very quickly. So he did it. He wasn't really thinking, focused. As we'll see, he liked Daniel. But Daniel, when he heard about it, he went to his house. He had windows in his attic, Neged Yerushalayim. Windows out Neged Yerushalayim already now. Amazing if you think about it. He davened towards Yerushalayim, even though there was just a Churban. He's obviously not davening to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi points out here. Litzad Beis HaMikdash, V'ava Pi Shechorav. Asa Kemosha Amar Shlomo, Vispalu Elecha Derech Artsam. Like the Pasuk says in Malachim, like the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Lamed, we daven towards Yerushalayim. Wherever we are in the world, we daven towards. As Rasad Yigon here says, so he was davening south. He was davening south. As the Pasuk says, Mitzafonti Patacha Ra'ah. So is Bava really south? That's what Rav Sadia Gaon and others assume where the Malchus of Madai was, but maybe it was more northeast. But again, that's not for now. But either way, he was out toward Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed. Wherever you are, daven toward Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you daven, of course, the Kodesh Kadashim, the Cholu. But that's what was going on already here. Nega Yerushalayim. Remember that Rav Yaakov Emden has an amazing comment in his Siddur, that the whole idea of davening towards Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is only if you can't get there. If you can't get there. So he was riding in Europe, he said, we can't get there. But if you can ever get to Eretz Yisrael, that he can't rely on the just, oh, we're davening towards. No, you have to go there, he says. You have to go there. Right, that's what he says on that halacha. Also, interesting, from this pasuk, we learn the halacha of having windows in a shul. The kavan psichanlei. The windows were there, were open, be'ilisei. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, towards the end of the Perek. Amar Chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Al Yispala Adam El Abayish Yisham Chalonos. Only daven in a house that has windows. Shenamar v'kabam psichin lei. Ilasei neged Yerushalayim. Only where there are windows. Why? Rashi says, shegorman lo sheyichavein libo. Shumistakal klapi shemayim. Because you'll be able to look at Shemayim, you see the heavens and the earth, and that'll be inspiring. V'libo nichna, right? You'll see the heavens. You'll think about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says it just gives you. It's invigorating, right? You take a deep breath. You look outside. The Rambam says it just seems that this will help you focus on where Yerushalayim is. If you have windows, you'll know the direction that you're in. The Rambam puts this whole halacha together, right? In Hilchas Tfila in Parakei, v'tzarech liftoach chalonos. Opsachim keneged Yerushalayim kedei lehis palel kenegdon shenemar v'kalam psichon lebalisei neged Yerushalayim. He quotes this whole pasuk. Right, the Gemara does not quote focus on the Yerushalayim part of it, but that was the Rambam. So anyway, so what happens? Daniel goes home when he hears about this, and he goes and v'zimnin tfasa biyoma three times a day. Interesting. Three times a day, wasn't this made by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Yes, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov tefilas keneged avos tiknum. But they were Messiah. Who were the? They were Messiahkin. Maybe Takanis Ezra a little later. So either he was doing this himself or was already Mekubal to do this. Again, the Rambam emphasizes that even if we have Zmani Tefillah, the Zmani Tefillah and the times we daven and the details of davening is Darabanan. Even if you want to say the Tefillah Daraisa, like the Rambam says, against the Ramban, but all the details of davening are Darabanan. Rambam says, V'ein minyan ha-Tefillahs min ha-Torah, V'lo mishnah ha-Tefillahs min ha-Torah, V'ein Tefillah Zman kavua min ha-Torah. There's no Zman kavua. And the Rambam says, who started it? The Rambam says, Kiva shegali yisrael b'mei Nebuchadnezzar ha-Rasha. Once, but Yisrael went into Galus. Nisarvu b'paras the Yavan, the Sharha Umos, the Noldu Lohem Banim Ba'artos Hagoyim, the Osama Banim Nizbal Bolasfasam, and they didn't know how to daven, the Haisa Sfas Kalechad Echad Murevis Bolashonas Harbe, and therefore they had to make a davening. And therefore, they had to make one davening that everybody could daven. They wouldn't be literate, and they wouldn't know what to do, and therefore, Kivat Shara Ezra obeys Dino. This is Ezra. It's a little bit after. Daniel was already davening three times a day. Amdu v'tiknu l'mshon esrei brachas ala seder. Shalash vishonos, shevach l'ashem, shalash achronos, hodoya, v'msalyas. Those are the shelos. Kadeshi aruchos b'fi yakol, v'yilmadu osam, v'tia tfilas elu ha'alagim tfilas shlema, k'tfilas bal ha'lashon hatzacha. Again, this is the Rambam. So a little bit later was Ezra, but here Daniel was already davening three times a day. V'zimna tlasa biyoma hu barech al berkawi. He bent on his knees, went down umitzale, and he davened umode, and he thanked kadem elake kol kavod diavi oven mekamis dana. And he always did this. There wasn't something new. He always did this. The Mishpizosav has an interesting ha'ara. Barech al berkawi used to go all the way down on his knees. So what do you mean go down on his knees? He went down on his knees because maybe the Gemara Bracha says that the more the higher you are, the more you have to lower yourself. The more you have to lower yourself, right? The Gemara says that if you're the head yod and the Kohen Gadol and the Melech has to go down the most. He has to stay down the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So maybe Daniel thought of himself as the king. He was the leader of the Jewish people at the time. Barich al Berkowi. Daniel Hichmer al Atzmo Dine Tfilo Shal Melech, Kibin Shahya Rosh Hagola, Vegam Meha Melech Dar Yavesh, Kibogdula al Kalamadina. He was given power. Lachinis Palel Baofan Zeh. Maybe that's why he was all the way down, Barich al Berkowi. So what happens? Edayin Guvraya, Ilech Hergishu, Vashkicho Daniel, the other these evil people heard about it and found him, Bo Mishane Kadamalake, that he was davening. The Malbim suggests. The Malbim says it could be that Daniel did not think he was doing anything wrong. Because what was their decree? If you have any request to ask, are these requests really? These are the general Nusach HaTfilah. Some of it's Shevach, some of it's Hodah, and even the Bakashas are more general Bakashas. So says the Malbim, it could be that Daniel thought, like, the windows. Why didn't he close the windows? Why didn't he hide? Why did he do it in private? So it could be that he didn't think that he was even violating anything. Aval ein bechlal zeh atfilah tmidus sheinu mavakish bakasha chadasha rak moda l'shem u'mishabeach levakish melakim ba'adam. Aval ein bechlal zeh atfilah tmidus sheinu mavakish bakasha chadasha. Right, I'm sorry. Uvispalo v'inani aklal k'mo alachayim alslicha sabon v'chadome shein ze inyan alamelach klal zeh lo ei bechlal hadat l'fiyat tachlis. So he thought he wasn't doing anything wrong. So that's a shita. There is a major machlokus. What was he? Did he know? Was he being moser nefesh? Tfilah is not one of the big three. And was this being done for to show that God is wrong? Was this Shas HaShman? No, Lachor was just being done for what's called Hanas Atzman. It was just being done for him, for his feeling that he's a great king. So how was Daniel able to be Moser Nefesh here? So two ideas. Number one, the Tiferes Yisrael, the Pischei Tshuva on Yaredeya in the Siman about Yorei Valyavar and Kufnun Zayin, quotes this Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael is on the first parak of Brachas, Rabbi Tarfon. Remember, he lay down, he was misaking himself to say Kriya Shema, says the Tiferes Yisrael there, why was he allowed to do this? And he quotes the Machlokas, Rambam Ran, another Rishonim. Are you allowed to volunteer one of the non-big three? You're allowed to volunteer. The Rambam says, no way. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to volunteer if it's a non-big three. And the other Rishonim say, you can. Right, and that's, we have the Gemara, the Rishonim speak about this in Shabbos Memtes by the story of Elisha Bakanafayim and the Tillin. But suggested to Pharisee Yisrael, even according to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to volunteer, if it's not a vadai danger and you're doing a mitzvah, then it's okay. I'll call upon him, Hecha deleka vadai sakana, v'lo shchia chezeka, mitzvah be'idna da'asikba agune magne. The mitzvah will protect you. V'rayim Rabbi Akiva. Remember Rabbi Akiva, Erevin Chafalif? Rabbi Akiva was brought a little water every day when he was in jail. And what did he use the water for? Netilas Yadayim. And he used it to drink. He was assuming that the guard wouldn't let him die in thirst. And Kriyishma here, Kedushas Hashem, B'yichushmo Yisbarach. So too in our case. He was davening, so maybe that's what he was doing. That's number one. The other idea is that maybe this pasuk is a riot to those we've shown him. That you're allowed to be volunteer. And in fact, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Chachmei Sfarad and Shabbos Memtes quote this story. So they obviously feel that it was Mesiris Nefesh volunteering. Says the Rashba, I'll read it from the Rashba. V'im tamar hechi moser nafshe umanach v'alo mischaye benafsho. How could he be Moser Nefesh? Elisha Bakanafayim with a tefillin. They made a gzir against tefillin. Afal pi. V'yeshlom adav v'yishen a mitzvah leharig al kiyuma afilu hachi rashay limser nafsho umakabal schar. That's his shita. It's many Rishonim. Shekal mitzvah shemasu Yisrael nafsho b'sas shemad muchzekes b'yadon v'chulu. And then he quotes, va'afilu al tefila shehu mitzvahs asei midarabanan masar Daniel atzmo aleha. The Rashba knew Sefer Daniel, right? Daniel, even for the mitzvah of Rabbanan, right? He holds like his Rebbe, the Ramban. Mitzvah of Rabbanan, still he was Moser Nefesh, and you're allowed to volunteer even for that mitzvah de Rabbanan. So what happens? They see him, they report to the king, and they say to the king, one of your subjects is violating. One of your subjects is violating. And he says, who? And they say, Daniel. And he's like, oive. What do you mean? He loves Daniel. Rashi quotes, haya oive es Daniel v'kashal misaso. And they said to him, well, you signed it. Nothing that we could do about it, right? This is what the rules are in Madai. If you sign it, so he tried to figure out ways to prevent him from having to throw Daniel into the lion's den. But once the late of the day came, and he davened mincha, so that was it. What else could he do? He kept doing it. So what happens? The king is very nervous to throw Daniel in, but he doesn't have a choice. And he says to him, Pasuk Tezayin, they pushed the king, they said, if you don't do this, the whole system of law is going to fall apart in Madai. So he had to do it. They threw him into the lion's den. And as he went in, the king says to Daniel, amazing. The God that you always dive into, he's going to save you. He's going to save you. And this pasuk is quoted by Chazal. The Gemara in Yuma, Tezvav. Don't take any bracha lightly. Right? Don't take any bracha lightly. The Gemara says, Shnei Gdolei Adar, two great personalities, Bircham Shnei Hedyotos, were blessed by two Hedyotos, Veniskaima Bahen, Veluhain, David, Vidaniel. David was blessed by Aravna Hayabusi when he bought the land, and Daniel was blessed by Daryavish, our Pasig. And then the Gemara says, "Alti kill us hadir kalabeinecha." That's other personalities. But right here, he gives him a bracha that Hashem should save you. And he says, "Evan chada." They bring a big stone. Vesumas apum guma. Why does he put a big stone on the mouth of the lion's den? Because the king knew that maybe if he's miraculously saved, maybe the other guys are going to try to kill him in some other way, and they'll say it was the lions. Right? How does this work? How does this work? There is an Arachayim HaKadosh. Amazing, controversial Arachayim. The Vilna Gaon says it's wrong. But the Arachayim writes in Vayeshev that the brothers threw him into the pit, threw Yosef into the pit, right? A similar type of story. So why is that better than killing him? right? It would Nachash Menach Rabim, as Chazal say. Says the Aruch Chaim, because if he wasn't supposed to die, the animals weren't going to kill him. But it's possible, even if somebody's not supposed to die, that somebody else, another human being with Bechira Chavshis, will kill him. And therefore, says the Aruch Chaim, with animals, they'll know if Yossi's supposed to die, he'll die. But they wouldn't know if they kill him himself, and that's what he says. That is a very controversial Aruch Chaim. If you look in the Mishnah Zosav here, it goes from the Vilna Gaon says, Chas v'shalom. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects, period. Doesn't matter against animals, against people, but either way, this is what is alluded to here. That's why he put a stone, because at least Daryavish felt that these guys might try to do it, so he put a stone there. And the pasuk continues, it says that he couldn't sleep that night. First of all, he goes to sleep without eating. He couldn't sleep. He's very nervous. The dachvan, Rashi says that means a table. Rav Sadi Gaon says the word chedva, simcha and music, lohanel kadamoi, v'shinti and others aloi. Sleep left him. V'dayin malka bishsh. Farpara Yukum Binaga, he wakes up very early in the morning. Rashi says, not like the other kings that we know of from the beginning of Brachas. Ubis Bahala Luguba di Aryafazel. He runs to the lion's den. Ukamikrave Luguba La Daniel Bakala Tziv Zeiki cries in a sad voice. Ane Malka, Bamala Daniel, Daniel, Aved Alaka, Chaya Lakach, Tiant Palach Lebedazira. Did he save you? Adayan Daniel and Malka Malil, Malka La Almanchei. Daniel answers and says, yes. Let the king live. Let the king live. Right? Daniel didn't say this to Belshazzar or to Nebuchadnezzar. Only to this king. He realized there was some type of nekuda in the king. And Laki shlach malachei. My God sent a malach, sent a messenger to save me. What messenger? Rashi said, the Rav Sadi Gaon says, the Aryeh de-Be'iloi, some type of heavenly lion. Heavenly lion, you know, came and scared the other lions. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Nun Tes, talks about this type of lion, that when it got 1,000 miles near, near a city, then the people's teeth fell out, and the knees started shaking. It's a special type of lion. Luskar pum arivasa velochabluni, and that lion closed all other mouths of the other lions. They didn't hurt me. Kokavodi kademoi zachu, hishtakachesli, va'av kademech malka chabula lo'avdis. I must have had a schus that Hashem saved me, and I've never done anything wrong to you. Beidin Malka Sagi Tevaloi. And the king was very happy about this. Ul Daniel Amar Lahansaka Minguba. He ordered Daniel to be taken up. Behusakla Daniel, he's taken up. There was not a scratch on him. And the Malka, the king says, get all those people who were Malshin. Get all those people who made up this story. Right? And we're going to punish them. We don't see that Nebuchadnezzar did this earlier by Chanaim Shalbazaria, because the statue was his idea. This was all their idea. So what does he do? He takes them, and the Medrash says that they said, oh, maybe the lions weren't hungry. So the king says, okay, let's try it out. And he throws them in with all their families, who must have also been involved. Volomatolaris guba, they didn't even get to the bottom. They didn't even get to the floor. Adishlitu bonar yavasa vol hogamen hadiku. They were taken care of by the lions. And then Daryavish sends out a proclamation to all the nations. Shlomchan yiske, mikadamai sintam, make sure you watch over and think about and be Machshiv, the God of Daniel, Mishezivu Matzil, who saves over and over again, and does Osin, Vitimin, does Osos and Mosim, because this is the God of Daniel. And the parak ends off, Daniel did not Hatzlach Malchus Daryavish, Daniel was the head during the times of the king of Daryavish, Umachus Koresh Parsa, and during Koresh, the Persian. So Made and Paras are considered really one galus. So Nebuchadnezzar and Evomorodach and Belshazzar. Then we have Daryavesh. Rashi quotes that he was killed in battle, and his son-in-law Koresh, took over after him, and Daniel was also involved in the government then. Okay, we will stop here. Daniel Perek Vav.